听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，做题时，先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we are a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment. But we are growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes, every day except Thursday we have a language evening.People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address...I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's $9.15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Hello, Josh. I've heard that you've taken up a new hobby. What is it?
Yes, I've taken up art. It's so much fun. I like to work with watercolors and oils.
That's wonderful. My hobby is dressmaking, although I do like photography as well.
Are you going to Sarah's birthday party this Saturday?I'd love to go, but I have to work.
I can't go either. My baby is ill, so I'd better stay at home. I'll buy Sarah a gift, though.
I'll get her a book.
。Jack, there's something I'd like to discuss with you.
I'm really sorry, Linda.I'm having my hands full with work at the moment. Can we talk later?
No problem. I'll go out and get some lunch instead.
I've been feeling stressed lately. My grandmother was ill last week, and this week I have an important exam. How do you stay calm at times like this?
When I'm stressed, I do some exercise. I feel calm afterward.
Thanks. That's not a bad idea.
What time is the bus to Aunt Mary's tomorrow?
You don't need the bus. Mom and Dad said we could all go in the car.
Oh, that's great. I want to stop somewhere on the way and get her some flowers.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。 听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7两个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Have you heard about any new virtual reality programs?
I've been ill-informed. I usually read or watch movies.
I enjoy new entertainment that also sharpens problem-solving skills. This new program is called Escape.
Oh, that's interesting. Though the headset looks a bit costly.
It's an investment. I prefer tech like this to eating out or new clothes. Have you heard about any new virtual reality programs?
I've been ill-informed. I usually read or watch movies.
I enjoy new entertainment that also sharpens problem-solving skills. This new program is called Escape.
Oh, that's interesting. Though the headset looks a bit costly.
It's an investment. I prefer tech like this to eating out or new clothes.
听下面一段对话，回答第8至第10三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Have you been to the new museum yet? I got free tickets from one of the museum's guides.
Not yet. My biology teacher at university mentioned this place to me. He went with his wife and children and said it was amazing. I can't wait to see the ocean mapping exhibit.
He's right. I went last Sunday. The sea life exhibits blew my mind. Plus, the museum teaches about environmental protection.
I'll check it out. Could we visit together?
Sure. I can get you a free ticket, too. How about this weekend?
I'm busy this weekend. Can we go in the afternoon during the middle of the week?
Yes. Visiting during the middle of the week would be perfect. Have you been to the new museum yet? I got free tickets from one of the museum's guides.
Not yet. My biology teacher at university mentioned this place to me. He went with his wife and children and said it was amazing. I can't wait to see the ocean mapping exhibit.
He's right. I went last Sunday. The sea life exhibits blew my mind. Plus, the museum teaches about environmental protection.
I'll check it out. Could we visit together?
Sure. I can get you a free ticket, too. How about this weekend?
I'm busy this weekend. Can we go in the afternoon during the middle of the week?
Yes, visiting during the middle of the week would be perfect.
You know, there's a new device that can analyze your sweat to provide real-time health information. It has tiny sensors that monitor the chemical levels in sweat, and then it sends the data to your smartphone.
That could be a game changer for health monitoring. Is it available to the public yet?
Not yet, but it's being tested. They're aiming to make it available soon.
Amazing. What are some of the potential applications of this technology?
It could revolutionize healthcare by allowing individuals to continuously track their health. Athletes could enhance their training, and doctors could monitor patients remotely.
That is really impressive. Are there any privacy issues concerning this kind of data collection?
Yes, there will need to be strict regulations in place. They're working on ensuring data security.
Yes, after all, such health information could affect things like insurance.
You know, there's a new device that can analyze your sweat to provide real-time health information. It has tiny sensors that monitor the chemical levels in sweat, and then it sends the data to your smartphone.
That could be a game changer for health monitoring. Is it available to the public yet?
Not yet, but it's being tested. They're aiming to make it available soon.
Amazing. What are some of the potential applications of this technology?
It could revolutionize healthcare by allowing individuals to continuously track their health. Athletes could enhance their training, and doctors could monitor patients remotely.
That is really impressive. Are there any privacy issues concerning this kind of data collection?
Yes, there will need to be strict regulations in place. They're working on ensuring data security.
Yes, after all, such health information could affect things like insurance.
You don't look too happy. What seems to be the problem?
I've got to write a long composition for my English class, but I just can't come up with any ideas. It's due tomorrow.
That shouldn't be too difficult. Remember those pictures you showed me last week? The ones from your voyage last winter?
Sure, I've got them here somewhere.
Why don't you write about your impressions of the pyramids in Egypt and the camel ride you took?
That sounds like a good idea. I can also tell about our visit to North Africa and all of the historical places we visited.
Well, now that you're feeling better about this, I think I'll be on my way. I've got to finish my composition too.
Thanks for your help. Once I get it organized, it won't be so difficult.
You don't look too happy. What seems to be the problem?
I've got to write a long composition for my English class, but I just can't come up with any ideas. It's due tomorrow.
That shouldn't be too difficult. Remember those pictures you showed me last week? The ones from your voyage last winter?
Sure, I've got them here somewhere.
Why don't you write about your impressions of the pyramids in Egypt and the camel ride you took?
That sounds like a good idea. I can also tell about our visit to North Africa and all of the historical places we visited.
Well, now that you're feeling better about this, I think I'll be on my way. I've got to finish my composition, too.
Thanks for your help. Once I get it organized, it won't be so difficult.
When
I share my role model, people are often surprised. Beyond my academic learning, I developed interest in fine arts and drama, aspiring to a career in acting and theater. Yet, the person who inspires me most is the famous scientist Marie Curie. As I prepare to celebrate Women's Day with a speech, Curie's achievements give me confidence. We've discussed her in class, but her story bears repeating. Curie, a pioneer woman, won 2 Nobel Prizes for her groundbreaking work in the early 1900s. She believed in her capacity to revolutionize science. Her solid determination drove her to labor in labs, uncovering new elements and laying the groundwork for nuclear physics and cancer therapies. Curie's judgment and attitude are what I admire most. She showed us that to make a difference in the world, we must first become our best selves. When I share my role model, people are often surprised. Beyond my academic learning, I developed interest in fine arts and drama, aspiring to a career in acting and theater. Yet, the person who inspires me most is the famous scientist Marie Curie. As I prepare to celebrate Women's Day with a speech, Curie's achievements give me confidence. We've discussed her in class, but her story bears repeating. Curie, a pioneer woman, won 2 Nobel Prizes for her groundbreaking work in the early 1900s. She believed in her capacity to revolutionize science. Her solid determination drove her to labor in labs, uncovering new elements and laying the groundwork for nuclear physics and cancer therapies. Curie's judgment and attitude are what I admire most. She showed us that to make a difference in the world, we must first become our best selves.
听力部分到此结束。